From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association denounced Google's new sustainability feature as bias against beef, providing inaccurate climate information about cattle production. NCBA President Don Schiefelbein says Google is using billions of dollars to target cattle producers and ignore the science that shows beef sustainability and value to the environment. He points out livestock play an important role in protecting open spaces and account for only a small portion of greenhouse gas emissions. Railroad union members reject a tentative labor contract. The Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way Employees Division of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters was the first to say no to a deal brokered in part by the Biden administration. President Tony Cardwell told Politico workers resent the fact that management holds no regard for their quality of life, illustrated by their stubborn reluctance to provide a higher quantity of paid time off. Combine harvester sales rose in September in both the United States and Canada, while tractor sales fell in both countries. Data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers says total U.S. ag equipment unit sales stayed above the five-year average for the second month since April. Total farm tractor sales fell 12.8% compared to last year, while U.S. self-propelled combine sales rose 6.6%, slowing gains made in August. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.